237. Succeed and leave. When Jeremy returned from winter vacation, he acted as if he could wipe the floor with anyone. He even stopped coming to orchestra where he played a wind instrument. When he said that he would have none of us for friends anymore, I approached him. "What happened to you?" I asked. "You used to be our friend. Now you wind up coming home from a winter break a different person." He just smiled. "Wipe the smile off your face and tell me what happened." "Why bother?" he said. "You won't understand." I frowned. "All right, I don't know whether or not it will matter, but here goes. I lived a wild life over winter break and discovered a willpower that I never knew I had. It all happened while skiing. There were a bunch of hotshots that teased me the whole time. I challenged them to a race because I wanted to win a name for myself. They agreed and tons of people watched. I was terrified, but I raced. The other guy wiped out and I won by a neck. It turns out that all of his boasting was window dressing and I tore it down." Jeremy stood proudly as he told the story. It made me a different person. I felt wise immediately after the event. What was even better was that afterwards, this beautiful girl came up to me and asked if I wanted to go to coffee with her. I only answered, "White or black?" It was so cool. Anyhow, now I'm a different person. I'm wide awake, and I don't want to hang out with you nerds anymore. Then he walked away. I just shook my head. Jeremy had become that which we all hated.